You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's Friday, the weekend is almost here. John and Gordy are getting in gear. Phone lines are open and ready to go. So let's get on with the show on your radio. It's John and Gordy time. It's John and Gordy time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what time it is.
It is time again, yeah.
Yes.
And, boy, it's always nice to have Friday roll around, you know?
I know it, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Fridays.
Ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
I've got it all together. Hey, I have the entire weekend to figure out my AI glasses that came in today.
You're kidding. They're finally here?
I got them. Oh, I got them.
Have you tried them on yet?
They're
gorgeous
looking.
Yeah. Did you bring them into the studio?
Nope.
I'm still not convinced they're real.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
It's pretty cool, and they are prescription.
Did you hook them up to your, I mean, are they blue?
Right now they're charging.
Oh, they charge.
And
that's fair.
As I plugged it in and charged it up, it was telling me, I could hear it in the arms of the glasses, please download the app. And I'm thinking, geez, maybe I should have done that first before I plugged them in. You always wonder, should I plug these things in first?
Did you bother to read the instructions?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will. I even may have the app. I'm not really sure. But anyway, I'm going to figure them out this weekend, and I can't wait to get my hands on them.
Now, you mentioned before it comes with a ring.
It does, yeah.
You put it on your hand.
Yep.
And did you try the ring on? Does it fit?
It really doesn't fit.
Oh, no. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, we have a ring sizer, and I checked the ring sizer out, and I thought, it's an 8 millimeter. It's not. That's way too small.
Well, what are you going to do?
It just fits on the first part of my finger, which is good. I mean, here.
Well, that's going to go flying
right
off.
No,
what
no,
do you
right
mean?
Here. And yeah, I can do everything there. I don't have to do it up here. Okay. I can do it right there. See?
Between the first and the second.
And I hope everybody's watching that on the radio.
Okay. So you have to wait till they charge up. How long do you think that takes?
Oh, it takes about an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, but I plugged them in anyway just to make sure.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. I can't wait to see what happens. I want it to be able to talk to me while I am doing things. So if I ask for the information, I can certainly read it on my lens of the glasses. But I also want it to explain it to me in the arms of the glasses audibly. Like,
what if you are trying to fix something on your car and both your hands are busy? Mm-hmm. You could ask your glasses and they can tell you, here's how you're supposed to do it while both your hands are engaged.
You are amazing. Thank you, Aaron. I might just do that.
But wait, are you saying while he's driving, do that? But then
if he was working on his car.
On something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Although that's probably less common with the space car, but...
Yeah, there's hardly any moving parts of that baby. It's all magnets.
Except the wheels.
It's all magnets.
Right? So do your new AI glasses, in theory, did they connect with your Samsung watch? Smartwatch?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I have no idea. I mean, I could try to download an app on my watch to see if it'll fit. I have no idea.
Okay.
But I know it does work with my phone.
Okay.
Now, there are glasses that are available out there that don't have the projection on your lenses.
Okay.
You know, like the expensive Ray-Ban glasses or these glasses. It does have AI, and it does say things to you. If you ask AI a certain question, it'll explain it to you in the arms of the glasses.
In the temples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right near it. And it's a little speaker. A little speaker is on both sides.
So who made these glasses? What brand is this?
This is Halliday.
Halliday.
I saw it at the Consumer Electronics Show a couple of years ago.
Okay.
In Vegas. So I was taken by them. Okay. You know, we we do have some interest in the AI assistant.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, we saw at the latest Consumer Electronics Show, there was an AI assistant,
right?
And it is a tube with a three-dimensional being in it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like a hologram.
A hologram.
I remember, yes, I did. Yeah, I remember we talked about that. We saw a little demonstration of that.
Right, right. A lot of,
yeah, we gotta
a lot of the critics were saying, you know, it's kind of sick, and it looks bizarre to have a person in a jar next to your computer.
Well, sick in a good way, or like sick as a...
It's sick bad, you
sick
know?
In I mean, well, okay.
I wonder if you can make him dance.
Maybe. I think you
Let's
can.
Let's ask AI.
I think you can. There are like two anime women that you could have as your AI assistant, or you can have this big muscular guy like a Jesse Ventura as your assistant. Well, I don't know. I think you and Gordy are out of it. Yeah, you know, the thing is, if we could get that, and I have no idea what the price is, they're asking $50. To put it down on this particular AI assistant, $50.
Okay.
But it's not telling you what that $50 goes to. Is it $1,000? Is it $25,000? Is it $500?
When are they going to release this thing?
It's a good question. I'm looking into it. I haven't had a chance to because Mad King Don has kept me rather busy here.
I see.
But other than that, okay. We'll see.
All right.
By the way, I'm going to try and call him Mad King Don from now on.
All right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. I think we know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate giving that god-awful name,
which is
on the side of buildings, any more press than it needs. But I'm bad at nicknames. I'm bad at calling people names. Mm-hmm. I can't do that for a living. I can't, you know, clutter up my head with nicknames.
Right.
So I do use actual names. And just like we use actual comments, you know, we bring in comments all the time. Now, I could read those comments to you, but I want you to hear the actual person saying the comments.
Right.
So we can hear it in context.
Exactly.
The way they mean it.
That's the way
I don't want
to
read anything into it. I don't want people to get the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have Matt on the line right here. Matt, you got any suggestions for the very first question? I'm going to ask my AI glasses.
Well, yeah. Ask it how we get out of this nightmare.
Good hey, question. Well, yeah.
Just don't, for God's sake, John, don't do the Neuralink. Don't let them put anything in
yes.
your mind. Oh,
yes. That's
okay?
Not happening. No, the Elon right, Neuralink good. Is not happening. No.
Yeah, okay. Keep it on your head, not in your head.
Exactly.
All right.
The chip they put in there.
Yeah, what's on your mind there, Matt?
Well, I just want to report on this wonderful Trump economy. You know, I'm out in Middleton today, and the Dollar Store and Dollar Tree have both shut their doors because of tariffs. They are now out of business.
What?
No.
Really?
And that's to go along with maybe five or six other empty retail spaces I've seen over the last year pop up in Middleton.
Are you talking about the one on Ellen Boulevard?
Yep, that one's done. They're closing their doors. They're emptying it out. And the one on the Century Avenue as well is closing down.
Oh, my God.
And it's all because of tariffs. They can't afford. They get all their stuff from other countries.
Yeah.
But this is what MAGA voted for, right? Break everything, destroy the country, own the libs. And I hope it's worth it for all these maggots out there to, you know, owning the libs, so that you can be in poverty with the rest of us when this all crashes.
Well, here the thing is, you know, Dollar Tree and the Dollar Store, both stores where low-income individuals could get some of the products that they need and some of the kitchenware that they need.
Well, sure.
I know I bought some stuff there myself.
Oh, yeah. Got all kinds of stuff
It's really an
there.
Invaluable place to go. And this is not making our lives any less expensive, Matt, right?
Of course not. It was never about that. It was never about the eggs. It was never about the economy. It's about white grievance, white fear, and white insecurity. You know, and I'll just say, all my life I thought America was getting better. We elected a non-white president. I was proud of my country at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But within the year after that, we lost family members because the racism came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to support this idiot, this fascist, this Nazi, awful human being, 34 times convicted felon, because they would make excuses to us, like my aunt. And my dad lost a lot of friends over that. They started using the N-word, monkey this, monkey that.
Yeah.
And it's awful. And this is just a reminder. This whole MAGA movement is a reminder that white supremacy never went away. And I obviously, that's what you should ask your AI. How do we get rid of white supremacy?
Wow. Well, that's
a big question for this country going forward. And I don't know how we get back together after this. This might be the end of the union.
My AI might get stuck not being able to answer one of the questions.
Right.
And I might, you know, not be able to move it forward until it answers the question. So, okay. All right, Matt. Well, the reason why I came up with Mad King Don, first of all,
thanks, man.
Kash Patel had some children's books. It's so hard for I'm just am I hallucinating right now because I just said Kash Patel has children's books.
He really does.
I know. Okay. I know.
Oh, please help me.
I've never read them, but I've heard that yes, that's the case. Cool. But I can't imagine. Right? But I suppose we should look into those and see what they have in them. But
might look into some of these DHC products pretty soon.
I'm sure they don't rise to the high standards of John and Gordy. Can we go back to cursive?
Yeah. I think our book might have sold a few more than Kash Patel's book for children. But his character in it was King Don,
I
think.
Right.
I heard Malcolm Nance talking about this.
Okay.
And he gave me this idea. In fact, this is his idea. Mm. But I am trying to call...
that guy in the White House.
That guy in the White House, the big blob.
Okay.
That didn't work out as well as I wanted it to. Do we have the jingle of the blob?
The blob music
hanging around any place?
Okay.
The blob, and then because every time we brought him up, the music would go right. And then we thought that would do it.
Beware of the blob.
That's it.
It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
All right, then. So that didn't work out because we always have to play that. But,
right.
So I'm looking at Mad King Don
at
this point.
Let's go with that. Let's head up to Appleton. We've got a call Cindy. Good afternoon, Cindy. Go ahead.
Do not bestow him with the title of king. That's exactly what he wants to be. Just call him what I call him, the orange man baby.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a good one, too.
All right.
But again, I can't remember these things. So.
Well, we'll add that to the list.
The man is orange and he's a man baby. So
he is a man. The man baby thing is easy to come up with.
That's good.
But the orange.
No, we like that.
Agent Orange. We could call him Agent Orange.
Agent
Orange. It was a very good thing to have way back in the 60s.
Cindy, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. 855-752-4842.
See, Carolyn in Heartland says Mad King Don is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
we'll go with that.
Go back and forth on this things. But anyway,
maybe it's just best to not talk about him at all. Let's have a Friday free thing where we never mention his name. How would that be?
Are you hallucinating?
I am hallucinating. But it's a good kind of hallucination.
It is. It's a good trip.
19 past the hour, just getting started on a Friday afternoon. It's John and Gordy. Stay with us, please.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We're getting there.
Oh, wow.
They will be. If we start wearing AI glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. What is that?
Well, that's a positive, uplifting message.
It's a great message.
Robots by Flight of the Conchords.
Okay.
One of my favorite comedy bands.
That is good.
What's the name of the band again?
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Okay.
right. Well, I do like that. This is John Agorda here in the sandbox where we build our sandcastles and knock them down.
That's it.
The big bully knocks them down.
That's it. Yeah. Coming up in about less than 15 minutes, Dr. Tim Slucker from Busted Pencils will join us, talk about education.
Yeah.
See what the latest is there.
I want to bring everybody down right away here.
Oh, good. Well, that's
so
great.
So prepare for that. It's a 21-year-old activist who was injured by ice, and he lost his left eye.
Oh, man. Yeah, I heard about this.
You know, the video's starting to take off quite a bit now.
This is just
because they had an interview with him after this this horrific thing happened to him. I watched the original video. I was going to bring it up. It's out of Santa Clara, and I thought, well, was it a long time ago? Maybe everybody's already talked about it. It's been seen 100,000 times, something like that. But no, this is a fairly current. It took 6 hours of surgery pulling the glass, plastic, and metal out of his eye after being shot by one of those balls. And this was this was completely unnecessary. It was a bunch of ICE agents just standing on the sidewalk harassing some of the protesters who were harassing back, obviously. But they grabbed one of the protesters, a woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It was right out of the clear blue. They just dragged her, and they jumped on her. And this kid, this 21-year-old, came out with his bullhorn. He had a bullhorn in his hand.
Yeah.
And he was just shot immediately in the face. Mm. He was definitely injured badly. He collapsed. And he was just sitting there collapsed on the sidewalk and bleeding badly. And an ICE agent came over. The kid was wearing a hoodie. The ICE agent came over, grabbed the back of the hoodie, and dragged him. And it, by the way, the hoodie wrapped around his neck and started dragging him, choking him. He was holding his eye. He was bleeding badly. The ICE agent fell momentarily with him and then picked him up again and dragged him, not caring anything about the injury, not caring about the guy just sitting there collapsed, taking care of his eye, just no help, no concern for the injury whatsoever. This is the kind of treatment ICE agents, I don't even want to use the word treatment at this point. I mean, there is a lack of empathy. There is a lack of just being a humane individual to your fellow man. Anybody, anything, help this person instead. Drag them by the neck across the sidewalk into a building. I mean, this was a long period of time. He was choked.
That's
and he has
horrendous.
I want to play the interview. It's a short interview. He was talking about his injuries. Let's listen to this. This is cut 238.
Well, can you tell us about your injuries now and the prognosis? Will you be blind in that eye for life?
From what I've heard the doctors say and everyone else, yes, I will be blind for life. They said my globe was ruptured. I had my lower lid was cut up and they had to take skin from my temple to fix it. There's a lot to it. I don't remember all the things that they said. I have fractures in my skull that they can't fix, and I can't sneeze or cough because it's dangerous too. I remember also when I shot, there was pepper in it, and I had pepper down my throat. It made it hard to breathe for a long time. They pulled a piece of plastic the size of a nickel out of my eye. They said I had shards of metal, glass, and plastic all throughout my eye and behind my eye and in my skull. And they also said that I had a piece of shrapnel metal about a few millimeters away from my carotid artery. And they said it was a miracle I survived because if it got any closer, if it hit that, I would have died that night.
Oh, my God.
Totally blind right now? You see nothing out of the eye?
Nothing out of this eye. Yeah, it's black.
Imagine things could have gotten worse just being dragged across the sidewalk. And it was a long, long way being dragged. I couldn't believe what I saw, and it was freaking me out. I saw it last week, and I was going to bring it up here on the air, but I thought, well, It was pretty much a downer, and I'm bringing everybody down here on this thing, but this guy is permanently blinded.
You need to know what's going on up there. You know, I mean, it can't...
This is what's happening, and they don't have to do this.
Right.
I mean, these ICE agents could have called somebody's help. They could have done something, anything, to help this guy just collapsed on the sidewalk, not drag him across the sidewalk into a building.
Yeah.
By the neck, it's just profoundly inhumane. I don't know.
And how old is he? 21?
He's 21.
Oh, my God.
21 years old. Good-looking kid.
It's tragic.
It really is.
Horrifying. All at the same time.
And these things shouldn't be happening, but they're happening everywhere. And they're
around
turning on Americans now. They're not going after immigrants. They don't care.
No. They're going door to
door. Anyone. Yeah.
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 Going door to door. And if you're white, they want to find out, who are your people of color that live in your neighborhood?
That's right. Isn't that a crazy thing to ask? It is. They're actually asking
them.
That.
Interrogating everybody.
Maybe on Monday we can get an update from Steve.
Yeah. Well, we might even be able to do that later today. I can reach out to him and see what the latest is. But, yeah.
These are the heroics that the MAGA contingent just love to talk about.
Yeah. And on it goes. We'll check out the Midwest Farm Report next, and then we're back with Dr. Tim Slecker, educated educators talking about education. Coming up next on John and Gordy.
It's John and Gordy in the Sandbox. In the afternoon.
It's a Friday.
It is.
And the weekend is just about here. If you'd like to jump in, phone lines are open, 855-752-4842.
School's out. We have busted pencils. Dr. Tim Slecker on the line right now. Let's talk about education from educators talking about education in an educated way. That's not how it is
something
it?
Like that.
Come on, Gordy. You can do it.
Educated educators talking about education.
There we go.
All right.
Nice.
Right through the goalposts.
You added an about. We're talking education.
Oh,
yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I think that still counts, though. No, I'll give him a ding.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a better, more complete sentence than you did?
Well, no.
You, Gordy, you now get a... free weekend in Racine.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Well, thank you. By the way, it's PragerU that we're trying to.
Right, I said Prager University.
Oh yeah, okay. We were discussing something during the break.
Yes.
You know, so,
and Cam was watching the breaks
and heard only part of the discussion. And okay, never mind.
I mean education. Well, speaking of Racine, though, I mean we had Racine the Wisconsin State Representative Angelina Cruz.
Yes.
On the show, where, you know, it's been great having Representative Cruz on the show. And everybody's like, well, who is Representative Cruz? I mean, this is the best thing, is she was a teacher, a union. I don't know. Are we allowed to say a union activist?
Sure.
I think we still can, but okay. Let's use it while we can. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, she did one of these things where, like, you know what? Nobody in the legislature really seems to understand the reality of what goes on in the classrooms of Wisconsin. So, you know what? I'm going to step up and run for office. And darn it, she won. And there she is. And so, you know, we're trying to have her on, regularly to talk about, you know, the things that are going on in the legislation that she's been trying to work and putting forward. And her big, you know, push, and this is that, and this is always one of those baffling things, but to try to get, you know, up to maybe a little bit above 40% of the reimbursement that school districts have to pay out to educate special needs children because of the law that requires Wisconsin schools to educate special needs students.
Right.
But for some reason, we need another law that actually tells the legal people who make laws that now they have to fund the law that is now in place.
Yes, they have a problem putting the money on it. You know, they have a problem funding anything that they pass.
Well, and think about this too. It like we were talking about in the show. It's almost like, why are we negotiating a downward price? Isn't it like, shouldn't it be a 100%? You know, for every special needs child in Wisconsin, the required costs to educate that child should be 100% covered. I mean, that's the ADA. It always, this issue comes up. It's like, you know, well, we're just fighting to get 20% of the required. But I mean, this is where we're at. And so, you know, Representative Cruz, you know, put legislation forward to say, okay, put some money out.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to put that damn money out there. And they're going to make referendums pop up all over the state in order to pay for this stuff.
Right. And that's what, you know, and that's what's happening, of course, is that because of the legislators not following the law, which I know nowadays, following the law, if you have some legislative connection, executive connection, is not necessarily required, as we can see.
Yes, we're seeing that now. Yes.
You know, we have to follow the law. We now understand that the law for legislators, political people, is, you know, when they feel like it, I guess. So, Gordy, you want to jump in?
Yeah. Well, Tim, I know a little bit about this because, as I've mentioned before on the show, you know, I have two grandkids that are both special needs, and I've been involved, you know, from the beginning of their education. They're now, one of them is 8 years old, the other one is 14. And I can tell you, it's a continuing battle every single year in the special education classroom. Now, they're not in Madison. They're, you know, about 60 miles north of here. But so a smaller school district, but the school district is always looking for more special ed teachers, especially for particular types of special ed. My grandson is deaf, and he's been deaf since he was 2 and a half, and they cannot find deaf, they cannot find teachers to teach ASL, American Sign Language, or to help out with specifically deaf kids, because he's the only one I think in the entire district that is deaf. Yeah. So they always come back with, well, we're looking for a special ed teacher, or we might be able to find an assistant, but you know, it's hard, we can't find them. We're looking, but we can't find it. We're not getting the applicants for it. It's not money they lean on. They don't say, well, we don't have the money to hire. We have the money to hire somebody, but we can't find them. And that's been the...
You know what, though, Gordy? Even that...
excuse, though.
Yeah, you know what? Having the money, but if there's a need... The last time I checked, we are in a capitalistic market economy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you need something, you try to figure out why you're not getting them. And in this, we'd say, well, then sounds to me like we have a starting wage salary problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the law requires that your grandson get a comprehensive, fully funded education. Well, if the district, and this isn't taking away the difficulty the district is probably having, quote, finding this person or these people, but I'm going to bet more people would become available
if there was money there.
They were compensated in a way that actually says how important that skill set of educating deaf students in American Sign Language, you know, that's a specialized professional skill set that actually should be able to command the amount of money that would allow your son to absolutely, you know, have applicants pouring in. But you know, this is again, this is what we, you know, we do, and this goes back to the common, you know, why do we have a teacher shortage?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple other things.
Go ahead, go
with this. You know, a couple of things that I learned over the years. Is that, well, for one thing, there is a Wisconsin School for the Deaf in Delavan, you know, which is over near Lake Geneva. And that's where they have kids coming from all over Wisconsin to stay there. They actually have dormitories there, so they can bus them in from any part of the state if they are dormitory-friendly kids, if they can handle being in a dorm. And it takes from kindergarten all the way up through high school, and then maybe a couple of more years if you want them to stay in that school. And it's an excellent school. I've visited it several times because we were trying to find out if they had outreach programs. It's run by the Wisconsin Department of Education. It's free, basically, you know, and now they have some transportation costs if you're coming in from, you know, farther locations. But some kids, you know, can't do that. You know, I mean, kids can't, you know, some kids are not comfortable or able to go to a dormitory 5 days a week and then be bused home for the weekend. And so that doesn't happen all that often. So it's very frustrating that they don't have outreach programs or teachers available to go to other locations in the state. I don't quite understand that. But the other part of it is, too, that, you know, we found out that my grandson was only getting 30 minutes a month of deaf education, I'll call it. Otherwise, he was just in with the other special ed kids learning whatever he could do without, you know, learning ASL. Or now he has learned flashcards and typing and spelling of some words, and he can type on a keyboard. But it's really frustrating because you just run up against all kinds of barriers to get him the extra help that he needs.
30 minutes a month is insane.
30 minutes a month. That's all he was getting. I thought it was, you know, at first I said, oh, that's an error, right? You mean 30 minutes a week, right? No, 30 minutes a month was all he was averaging in the, and it's just completely inadequate.
Well, and here it's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, we're using an inclusion approach. Well, guess what? If you had an inclusion approach, then you need a teacher who can also then communicate in, you know, a sign language. I mean, we do this for English language learners, that, you know, we provide specialized training so that the teachers can have the skill set. And, you know, that, I mean, in one way, we can really go on this on, you know, like, what is it about being able to really bring the resources to bear to really say, because like your grandson, and there are some other really profound types of disabilities across the state that just a special education teacher is really the bottom foundation of what they need. But then that specialized care.
Yeah.
And then if you start talking about equipment and things like that, but again, it's as Johnny was saying, we either prioritize the needs of all of our children or we don't. Mm-hmm. And what's being said loud and clear here is we don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's a shame on everybody statement because, you know, when it comes to the resources needed, there's no lack of resources. There's no scarcity of, there's no scarcity of billionaires who don't have anything, you know, better to do with their money. And so this is one of those ones where you start to go, it's like, man, this is a morality issue too.
It is.
That really points. But you know what? Right now, waiting for the morality of individuals with resources to step up, you know, that doesn't work. And that's why you have a government and a political system that then steps in and says, you know what, we as a society represented through this democracy, we value all of our students. And so we're going to create the legislation that gets those resources to all of our children because we value them. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Instead, though, we're Angelina, Representative Cruz, is fighting to get, you know, 40%
right. Yeah.
of
yeah.
the funding.
Yeah.
Oh.
We will continue our conversation here with Dr. Tim Slecker after a brief timeout, coming right back with John and Gordon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, our guest, talking about education mm-hmm. and funding education. I just want to get to that point. We act like we don't have the money for it. We can't raise the salaries. We can't offer these people more money to do that, the job that we need to have them do, simply because the Republicans have this scam going where they build up all the taxes and we have a surplus of $4 billion. We have that because they're not spending the money where they should be spending the money. Instead, they're foisting it off on property taxpayers who have to have referendums in order to raise money for their school districts, while they save $4 billion so they can give it away as a tax cut. And this is how they get reelected in this state. That's the scam. By the way, Lee and Racine said this. Part of the reason we have a teacher... Oh, boy.
Hang on.
All right. Part of the reason we have a teacher shortage is that conservative talk show hosts started demonizing them about 25 years ago. By the way, Lee, they really did that when Scott Walker was elected in 2011. He also says here, we were discussed almost daily on one of Milwaukee's radio stations, and they weren't singing our praises. People do not recognize education as the separate discipline that it is. And it's something we have to, we have the money to fund this, and they're not doing it, and they're acting like we don't have the money. And if we do have the money, we shouldn't spend it. Some weird excuse like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I kept waiting, though, John, for you to, every time you did the $4 billion, you know, to put that Dr. Evil that's pinky right. in the yeah, corner of your mouth.
$4 billion.
Yeah, right. This is where, again, to break this down into a community and a neighborhood and you know, the homeowners in a neighborhood and the people, you know, yes, we fundamentally have a flawed funding system for our schools that rely on real estate taxes. That in and of itself is a problem. Mm-hmm. And though, guess what? Affordability, I know it's not an issue, but it is an issue. And if you talk about raising property taxes, that creates anger kind of across the board, you know, almost to sit down and say, like, boy, I really want to fund my public schools, but I also really want to start drinking whole milk now that it's healthy. Mm. And at some point, you know, if I'm going to drink whole milk, they got to cut back on my property taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm making fun of Kennedy there.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, because, you know, there was a promise a long time ago to fund it 2/3 funding for our public schools. That is gone.
It's gone, but, you know, this is such, and you said scam, it is a re-election strategy
yes.
that they will never let go of. Mm. Because if you can have an angry population, and then you can show up and say, acknowledge their anger, and then say, you're not going to stand for it,
mm-hmm.
you get re-elected or elected. And so this is... there's no reason to fix this. In fact, there's every reason to keep it going, to continually throw it back on the population, on the neighbor, mm-hmm. the people who mm-hmm. have houses in school districts.
Keep them angry.
And say, hey, if we're going to keep the lights on, I'm sorry, but, you know, Superintendent X now has to go and put together a referendum. And boy, as soon as one of those school districts puts out that they're going to a referendum, it's like blood in the water for the, you know, well, look at those greedy schools again going to people. You know, it's like, no, this is a game. We understand it. And this is where you have to have more and more conversations that point out this truth, which is this doesn't have anything to do with greedy schools wanting more money mm-hmm. from the taxpayers.
Right.
This is about negligent, immoral politicians that willfully, willingly, and knowingly have created a system that creates harm and pain upon the children of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Tim, let's take a quick call here.
Great.
We have Dick on the line.
Nicely put.
Has a question about vouchers. Dick, go ahead.
Well, yeah, throw in voucher schools. I mean, I don't want money going towards them. Sorry. Mm. Just do not. And, you know, what we're talking about is just keep the electorate dumb.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That's what Republicans are about. Well, I get a kick out of people, though, that when they're looking for a house, for instance, well, I don't want to buy it in that neighborhood. The school district's not good.
Mm. Yes, because
there'll be some of the same people that don't want to spend money on education.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Dick, thank you. We have a candidate for governor, Tom Tiffany, who wants to cut our property taxes. Like, well, how are we going to pay for our schools then, Tom? Right? And the legislators, Republican legislators, won't put any money toward the public schools, thinking, well, they're not doing very well, and they have two parallel school systems running at the same time. I wonder why we're short. But, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, though, I will always vouch for the two of you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Tim.
Well, can we have that in the form of a voucher?
Yeah.
Put it in writing. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy world.
But, you know, the thing is, you know, if the state pays, it's less money. If we pay separately, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if the state pays, not everybody gets to pay less in, and they don't have to pay higher taxes.
Yeah. No, it's I don't know. Is it a fundamental problem of civics education? Because, mm-hmm. and you know what? I will say it is, because what ends up happening is that every so often we need to make sure that we instill civics education in school. And guess what that ends up being? Memorization. None of it is, hey, let's look at the property tax issue
right,
so that you can actually learn what's really happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Tim Slecker, we got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Check out the Busted Pencils podcast at civicmedia.us. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.